I am a lover who eagerly waits. No one else can love you free like I can. My love to you is the truth of who I am to you, and in the presence of who I am, miracles happen and souls are rescued from despair as the hope that is in me reaches into the darkness and despair that has engulfed them. In the presence of who I am, in the presence of my love, the truths of my fatherhood are revealed. As you are on a mission to discover the depths that are in me, in my love, I too am on a mission to unfold the beauty and the depths of who I am. I am Father. I am the maker of man, and my longings are ever present to reveal myself to the creation of my hand. The love that comes from me, that is being explored in times with me, is a river that has no end. There are places in my love to be explored that will unravel truth and will open doors for many to experience what they need, which is me. I am wooing a people into my presence who will take me at my word, that I am truth. I am love, and love is truth. The world will pour into the places where the sons of my love stand, for their place in me, in the knowledge of my love, will allow me to pour myself out in a way that I am greatly looking forward to. I am eager to pour myself out in such a way that miraculous restorations will take place. I am eager to permeate atmospheres with the revelation and presence of my love. I am eager to answer the cry of those who have cried out, "There has to be more to life than this." Oh yes, I am the more in life that many are longing for, looking for, and finding no way into. The depths in me and the avenues into my love are often not found because the reasonings of men have instructed not into the depths of who I am. Oh, there is a depth. Oh, there is an abiding. Oh, there is a wisdom and understanding that is being sought after and reached into. I am so happy. I am so pleased that you want more of me because I so want more of you. In these places I am leading you into, you will be satisfied to much greater degrees. You will be poured into in greater and greater measures with who I am. And my love will come to abide in you in ways that are new. An abiding is coming to my people that many have been reaching into. This abiding place is a deep place in me and a place of great stillness in you. Your heart has been sensing the abiding and the stillness that I am referring to, for my grace has been working in you. The hungers you often sense for me are from the longings I have for more intimacy with you. The expectations that draw you are from the well of my love for you. The need for me that seems to push everything else aside as unimportant is from the riches of my grace that draw you. I am the beginning and the end of all that pertains to you, and it is well pleasing to me when you respond to the grace that draws you. My grace is as my wealth and riches to you, for it is the strength that sustains you, and the strength that moves you forward into all that has been given to you in me. Just as your heart is rejoicing at my presence and my grace, so is my heart rejoicing at your presence and you holding on to my hand of grace. More of me awaits you, and I am a lover who eagerly waits for every moment with you. I eagerly await my times with you.